you this afternoon from downtown Chicago, where a delegation consisting of representatives from China's 10 largest soybean crushers signed agreements today. In fact, they signed 10 contracts totaling 110 million bushels of U.S. soybeans. Those soybeans have a value of $1.8 billion. Soybean users in China, which purchased 825 million bushels of U.S. soybeans during the most recent marketing year, are the largest international customers of U.S. soy. The country currently imports one out of every four rows of soybeans grown by U.S. soybean farmers. Now, in addition to the Chinese delegation here in Chicago, a number of U.S. exporting companies also participated in the signing ceremony. Those included ADM, Cargill, and CHS. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn and Illinois Senator Ron Kirk were also here with comments to the delegation. We have joining us on the teleconference here this afternoon Jim Call, who is the United Soybean Board International Marketing Chair and a soybean farmer from Madison, Minnesota. And at this point in time, I'm going to ask Jim Call for a few comments. Jim?
We're really proud to be here. We're excited about the purchase that the Chinese have made. This is a huge event for U.S. soybean farmers. This is something that happens every day, and it just goes to show that the commitment between the U.S. soybean industry and China is continuing, and we've been fostering that relationship for many years. We've had an office in China for over 25 years now, and the first years that we were there, they were our competitor. They were exporting soybeans from China. Now they're importing huge amounts of U.S. soybeans. So it just goes to show that our checkoff commitment with these offices for that long period of time has really paid off.
Let me ask you, you made a comment during your remarks that when your grandfather started raising soybeans back in the 40s, China wasn't on his radar.
No, I would have to say, and my grandpa has passed away a long time ago, but I would almost have to say that I'm not sure if he even knew where China was back then. So, yeah, it's changed a lot. You know, like you said, every other row of soybeans that we raise here in the United States is exported now. And so our export market is a huge deal for U.S. soybean farmers. And as we increase yields, I believe any additional bushels will have to be exported too, because I just don't see our domestic consumption going up at this point in time.
All right. I think we're going to go ahead and we'll open up the phone lines at least for those of you who have questions for Jim Call. We're still waiting on the vice chairman. Obviously, he's a very busy gentleman spending his day here in Chicago with everything that's been going on. So he'll make his way here. We'll hear some comments from him and then allow you to ask questions of the vice chairman. But if you have a question for Jim Call, again, just press 9 on your phone. And if you would, please identify yourself and your organization so we know who we're talking to.
Andrea Johnson, Minnesota Farm Guide.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Jim, what does this 110 million bushel agreement represent, and how is this going to affect the amount of soybeans that China purchases for the current marketing year?
I'm not sure. I don't have the numbers in front of me on what they've purchased in the past, but it's not a record for a one-day sale for China. I think back in 2008, they made a one-day commitment that was higher than that. But this event is actually split up so that they'll be committing some more bushels tomorrow. And just the way they set up the meeting here this time around, so we don't know what those bushels are going to be tomorrow. But this will increase the Chinese use of soybeans by this event, Andrea.
Okay. Is there any specific regions that the soybeans will be going to, or anything specific about this agreement that you can share?
No, I'm not sure exactly which regions these go into, what cities they are exactly. I know the companies that were Louis Dreyfus and Cargill And there were some other Chinese companies. I don't have the names right in front of me here, Andrea, but I just had them handed me. It's cough coal and Sino grain and oils, Bunge, Chinatex, and Yai Carry Group.
Again, if anyone on the line has a question for Jim Call, we are going to have a representative from the, I understand now the Chinese delegation is going to come by to answer any questions you might have. So just go ahead and ask your question, and please identify yourself.
This is Arlen Suderman with Farm Futures. Can you give the breakdown between of the 110 million bushels of how much of that is old crop and how much of it is new crop?
No, I can't, Arlen. I can't give you those exact figures right off.
Thank you, Arlen.
Dave Stewart down with AgriPulse.
Yes, sir. I sure can. Go ahead.
All right. And by the way, if Jim could get a little closer to the microphone, that would be good, too. Following up on Arlen's question, are these purchases that were inked today, the contracts for them, are they all for delivery in the current marketing year?
I believe it says in our current 2011 marketing year, yes.
Jim, let me ask you, you've had an opportunity to spend a couple of days with the Chinese delegation. What's the experience been like for you?
Well, it's been pretty exciting for me because you get to talk to the people, you get to find out what cities they live in, you actually find out, of course, about the companies that they work for, and you know, sometimes they can give you a kind of a vision about, you know, what their companies are planning on in the future, and then, you know, they talk about their family and things like that, too. It's been fun.
Have they been able to share with you anything in particular about why they like to do business with the U.S.?
Well, you know, the things that they say is that they, you know, they like the quality of our soybeans. They like the fact that we have a reliable supply of soybeans. They can, you know, when they sign a commitment, they know they're going to get them. And we have, you know, obviously we have a stable government here. We've got a good banking system. All those things add up to, you know, a lot of the reasons why they like to do business with the U.S.
Again, if you have a question for Jim, just press 9. Identify yourself, and if you have a question, please go ahead.
All right, Stuart again.
Yes, Stuart.
Did I understand Jim to say that the Chinese delegation will be making additional or signing additional contracts on Friday? Did I hear that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And beyond Friday, I mean, is this, to your knowledge, is this just a 2-day thing, or will this extend into the 2 week?
No, it's a 2-day event, and that's a change from the way they've usually done it. Usually we've done it all in one day, and I'm not exactly sure why it was split up into 2 days this year.
Is the expectation that they will purchase as many beans tomorrow as they did today?
I really can't answer that. I have no idea.
Cindy, I think I heard you on the line, Cindy Zimmerman.
Hi. I just wanted to see if I could clarify. You said that this wasn't the largest, that was back in 2008. Now, does that make this the second largest purchase in one day?
What I said, it wasn't the largest one-day sale. Like I said, the last time they did all the contracts in one day, this time they're splitting it into 2 days, and we don't know what tomorrow will bring. So I can't say that, you know, if it's going to equal as big as the last time or not.
As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, the vice chairman is not going to be able to join us here this afternoon, but we do have a representative from the Sino Grain Oils Corporation, the vice president, Dong Haoxian. Name is spelled D-E-N-G, last name H-A-O-T-I-A-N. And we are going to have speak through an interpreter. Is that right, Lisa? Okay. So if anyone has a – let me ask, Ding, comment, if you would, on this signing ceremony that took place in Chicago and what it means to the Chinese and to your company in particular.
对这次这个签约，您觉得对中国会怎么样？特别是对您公司会怎么样？对我公司也好，对中国当然是个很好的，是一个很大的事了，很好的事了。
I think this is a very big and also very good things for both China and also for my country.
From the standpoint of Sino Grain Oils Corporation, what is it about U.S. soybeans that you folks like?
讲，您觉得中国大豆会就是美国大豆怎么样，是一个什么情况？
美国大豆从品质上应该是很不错。
Muted.
From the quality, I think the U.S. beans is very good.
质量上很不错。
The quality is very good.
那么我们作为储备也好，作为生产也好，也用好多美国的大豆。
And for rotation and for reserve and also for production, we use a lot of U.S. beans.
Are you importing whole beans or are you importing? We're gonna change interpreters here for just a moment. So
I'm also with Santa Green.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So let me ask. My question is: are you importing whole beans or meal oil?
他的问题是我们是进口是大豆呢？是所有的大豆类产品啊，大豆呢、豆粕还是豆油？我们进口大豆、豆油。
大豆和豆油。
Soybean, soybean oil, no meal.
Soybeans and soybean oil.
Soybean oil,
no meal.
All right. Again, if any of you have a question for either Jim or the representatives from Sinograin Oils Corporation, press 9 and identify yourself.
Unmuted.
Stuart, Niagara Falls.
Yes, Stuart, go ahead.
Niagara Falls, question for the Chinese official. To what extent this gentleman's company is concerned about the rising price of soybeans and also his assessment or his company's assessment of the availability of soybeans worldwide, are there enough to comfortably satisfy Chinese demand for beans?
The answer is yes. As China, we do have witnessed a very big increase of soybean import, maybe over 10 million tons last year. But also the major producers, the U.S., Argentina, and also the Brazil, have also witnessed a very big increase of the production. So basically, Mr. Deng thinks that the production can meet the demand. Supply can still meet the demand in the future.
Is price a concern?
他说价格是关注的问题嘛，就是说你
那当然是关注的。
Of course, price is a big issue, yeah.
If anyone has a question, just press 9 on your phone, and we're ready for whoever's next.
Andrea Johnson, Minnesota Farm Guide.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Would the official from Sinograin explain what the soybeans and the soy oil will be used for in their company, please?
Some parts, there are two parts. Some parts of the import soybean is for the crushing plant, and the rest of the import soybean is for the National Reserve replenishment.
Let me ask the representatives from China. What's it mean to you folks to be here signing an agreement like you've signed here today in Chicago at the same time that your president is here in this country meeting with President Obama?
Yeah, this is a whole thing where one part of the Mr. Hu Jintao's visit.
Jim, let me ask you, while we wait on another call from the telephone line, having an like we're going back to hosting the delegation, how much of a role has the United Soybean Board been able to play in bringing something like this signing ceremony about?
Well, you know, we're just kind of, Dave, one cog in the whole wheel, you know. And there's a lot of groups that have to get together to make an event like this happen, and we're just proud that we can be a part of this. And you know, we've been bringing trade teams, either American farmers going over to China, or bringing industry representatives from China over to visit our farms for quite a number of years now, and that relationship, you know, has always paid off, and we'll continue to do that in the future.
Jim mentioned earlier that the United Soybean or the U.S. soybean farmers have had a presence in China, had an office there for a number of years. How important is that presence of U.S. In your country?
Mr. Deng thinks that the Farmers Association of U.S. in the presence of Farmers Association in China have promoted business, import, export business of soybean from U.S. to China. And also they have done a very good job because every year we got the idea of how the quality of U.S. soybean is from the Farmers Association.
So it's important then in China?
It's very important. Yeah, it's our big information channel.
Very good.
What he's talking about, Dave, is we do a quality survey here during harvest. We hand out sample bags to all the farmers, you know, when they're combining. And we try to get those results, you know, that show the quality of the protein and oil. And they use that survey. We get that to them as fast as we can, and they use that to determine a lot of their purchases.
Let me ask Mr. Deng, do you have any other comments that you would like to make regarding your time here in the United States, what it's been like, and what you're looking forward to next?
他说你是否愿意再说几句，关于您这次的这个到中到美国来的访问和您接下来的行程。我们之前来美国访问，得到美国方方面面，特别是大多协会的热情接待，还有安排好多节目帮我们。
We are very glad to see that our friend, the U.S. Soybean Association, have arranged out the delegation's activity. So we are very glad to do that, to attend that.
Very good. Jim, any final comments?
I just reiterate his thoughts that we're very, very honored to have them here in America, and I hope to get over and see their country soon, too.
Thank you so much for being a part of the teleconference here this afternoon. We wish you a good day from downtown Chicago.